Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we are in Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Thus opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The journey to Jesus is seldom free of obstacles. Certainly wasn't easy for the wise men. Their trip was long, tiring, and treacherous. Their interaction with Herod, although they were unaware of his intentions, was sinister. But they set their hearts on seeing Jesus, and nothing would hold them back. By the time the wise men arrived, Mary and Joseph were living in a house. Jesus was probably a toddler by this time. But there, after the long journey, they bowed down and worshiped him. They presented Jesus with expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. J.C. Ryle, the old British pastor and author, wrote in reference to the Magi, he said, "We read of no greater faith in the whole volume of the Bible. This is the kind of faith that God delights to honor." The journey to Jesus is seldom free of obstacles. Reality with Jesus is not always a storybook life or a storybook ending. It's often tiring and quite often messy. The believer is not free from disappointment, discouragement, or disillusionment. Sometimes the terrain is rugged and the paths, they're steep. But when we set our hearts on seeing Jesus, nothing will hold us back. So, Father, keep us strong for the journey. Pump perseverance into our depleted hearts. Pump courage into our fearful minds. Keep our feet on the path even when the detours look more appealing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, parents, have you had some obstacles in your life? Man, I know Lori and I have. Share them with your children. Share your challenges. And share with them how your obstacles have strengthened your walk with Jesus. And we'd love to hear your stories as well. Here are the journey. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.